this is the most subtle. Nothing can touch or contain space, and space pervades everything. There is no object on a subtle level or on a physical level that is free from space that can come into your perception or your imagination. So everything actually exists in space. The only thing that pervades space and is more subtle than space is your own being, because you are aware of space. You objectify space. Space is known to you. And there's no place in space where you are not. What I mean by that is, if you have an imagination, any imagination of a room or of a meadow, or just have an imagination of anything that is pleasing to you, that imagination is pervaded by space. And the entire imagination, including all of the space, is pervaded by you, by consciousness, by conscious being. There is no part of the imagination that is away or separate from you. I think this is easy to understand in reference to the pervasiveness of your being in reference to an imagination, that no part of it is away from you. But actually our perceptions, the relationship of our being, conscious being that we are, to our perceptions through the sense organs, is no different. Any perception that we have of the world actually takes place through my sense organs, my eyes, or my ears, or my sense of taste, my sense of smell, sense of touch. And that perception really is a thought modification, becomes a thought modification or a vritti in my mind. And there is no part of that thought modification that is away from my being. That's the reality of my experience. So going back to the easier one, the imagination. Let's just try it for a moment. Imagine a meadow, a beautiful meadow. Imagine the sky, the sun, maybe some wispy clouds, some trees, some grass, maybe birds chirping, maybe some animals. Notice yourself standing or sitting or walking through the meadow. As you're walking through the meadow, you can be seen looking at the meadow through your sense organs. You could even be singing. You could be thinking about the meadow, the one who's walking through it, listening to the sounds, feeling the wind blow. But from another perspective, since this is your imagination, your being, the conscious being, which is pervading you, the one who is walking through the meadow, is also pervading the sky, the clouds and the sun, and the trees, the animals, chirping of the birds. Actually, none of the meadow, no experience in the meadow, has any distance from your being at all. You are the very self, the very substance, the very reality of the meadow. I ask you now to stop thinking about the meadow, to withdraw the meadow. Nothing has really happened because the reality of the meadow remains exactly the same. There is no shift, no modification, no birth, no death, no gain or no loss. Because in terms of what actually is, nothing has happened. Now just become aware of this room. Notice your body, the position of your body seated. Your breath. And through your sense of hearing, you can perceive some sounds in the distance and close by. Through your sense of touch, you can feel the chair or the ground which you're seated on. From the standpoint of this body, you're aware of the room through your sense perception. You're aware of any thoughts that might be passing through, just through the immediate perception of the mind, any emotions, feelings, imaginations that are passing through. Those also are immediately cognized, whereas perceptions of the room require the activity of your sense organs. From a slightly different vantage point, though, notice that the entirety of your experience at this moment, whether it be given to you through sense perception or emotions passing through the mind or memories or visualizations, There is no part of your experience that's away from your being, away from awareness. It pervades the entirety of your experience. When we say you pervade the entirety of your experience, as much as you do when you're imagining a meadow, you say you are the Pratyek Atma. That innermost self. What they mean by innermost is just the most subtle, the most pervasive. The one, because of subtlety, is really not touched by the others, just like space. In terms of the five elements, it's really not touched by the other elements. The other elements can't cut it, they can't burn it, they can't wet it, they can't make it dirty, because it's more subtle. And you are more subtle than space, more pervasive. Light space, untouchable, immutable. If you can just very gently just focus in on who you are, the one in our language, the one who has a body, is aware of the body, who is aware of the breath, who has a mind, who has thoughts, who has emotions, who is aware of thoughts, aware of emotions. The one, this is my body, these are my thoughts. Who is that one? Just your own very innermost presence that makes you you. This is what we call the self, your being. The one that can't really be objectified, and you can't make your being come and go. You can't do anything about it. It's the only thing you can't do anything about. Everything else is subject to change, subject to your own dismissal, or subject to someone taking it away. Just notice what you are like. From your own standpoint, you're not big or small. Space doesn't apply, because actually space is something that you're more subtle of. You're free of space. Space is one of the elements. Your being is free of space, and yet there's nothing in your experience that is away from you. It's a seeming paradox, but that is actually your experience. You yourself are not spatial, but there is nothing that's away from you. See if you can just be with that for a moment.